Crown House by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace, starring Jane Asher, Gail Honeycutt, Polly James, Margaret Rawlings, Dinah Sheridan, Martin Jarvis, Richard Pascoe, and Dominic Rickards. Part 5.
Do you think Charlie will mind if we start tea without him?
Don't bother about Charlie. He went upstairs for a nap after lunch. Oh, but you can bet your life he'll be down in time for cocktails.
Well, help yourself to some walnut cake. Paul?
Thank you, Alice. Oh, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed spending Christmas with you all. That's why I'd like to do something for you in return. I was telling Gina, I have a little proposition that might interest you.
A proposition?
When he told me, I said you would be perfect for it.
You'll have to be patient with me. I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
I run a little agency in Mayfair. You know my family's on its uppers. I couldn't struggle along on my army pension, so I've gone into business.
And he's doing terribly well, putting wealthy Americans in touch with the right people over here.
Some of them have daughters, and they'll pay the earth to get their girls presented at court. And as you're so well in with the palace...
You're asking me to sponsor an American girl as a debutante?
Exactly. There's a Mrs. Van Ost and her daughter Crystal. They're not overblessed with brains, but old man Van Ost has several oil wells back home, and they're stinking rich.
They'll need to be if they're going to put their daughter through the London season. It costs a fortune. To begin with, they'd have to rent a house big enough to throw a really grand party, and it must be in one of the acceptable areas, Belgravia or Knightsbridge at the very least, though Grosvenor Square would be better.
Oh, you Britishers are such snobs, darling. Too undemocratic.
Yes, I'm amazed that the Van Ost should be so keen to introduce their daughter to us. But I know William would hate the idea. You should have heard him when Sissy Cunningham lent her name to those face cream advertisements. He disapproves of anything commercial.
He wouldn't have to know about the financial side of it. And I'm sure you'd like to make a little pin money, wouldn't you? Unless, of course, you're prejudiced against us Americans.
No, of course not. It's just that...
But you'd have to be sure Crystal is the right kind of girl. That goes without saying. She's a sweet child. But she'll need to get her teeth fixed. They stick out, rather. Look, why don't you come up to town with us on Friday? I'll introduce you to the Van Osts. Then you can make up your own mind.
Well, I suppose I could meet them.
Am I too late for a cup of tea?
No, dear. Pull up a chair.
I've been for a walk by the lake. It's freezing out there.
I saw you from the window. Who was that girl with you?
Jenny Webster.
The housekeeper's daughter?
She's almost one of the family. Nicholas?
Thanks, Ma. As a matter of fact, we've been making plans. I invited her to London for a few days.
Oh, you don't say. Maybe I was wrong about the British being undemocratic.
Well, she's at a loose end, and so am I. I thought we'd do a show, see the sights.
Forgive me for being inquisitive, but where do you plan on staying? I mean the two of you, alone in London.
At Eaton Square, of course.
Gina, have some more cake. I think it's an excellent idea. I noticed Jenny's been looking a little peaky lately. It'll make a nice change for her. And as it happens, I shall be staying at Eaton Square myself. So we can all go up together on Friday. Won't that be nice?
December the 29th, 1927. I have spent much of the day deciding what to pack for my trip to London with Nicholas. It's not that I have much to choose from. It's a question of what is suitable. As ever, Mother thinks I have ideas above my station. There's a coldness between us, a resentment that is shared by the others in the servants' hall. I shall be glad to go away from Crown House for a few days, glad for the opportunity to relax. Everyone is curious about my reaction to the wedding.
Goodbye, Mrs. Van Ost. It's been delightful. And Crystal, I'm sure we'll meet again very soon. Goodbye.
You know you don't mean a word of it.
I'm sorry, Paul. What did you say?
It's kind of you to try to let them down lightly, but I could tell from your expression that it was hopeless.
In that case, my expression must have been misleading.
But my heart sank. Mamie Van Ost was at her very worst. She never stopped telling you how much money they had. And Crystal was so shy, she hardly uttered from start to finish.
She was embarrassed, poor girl. I felt very sorry for her.
You mean you're not backing out?
No. I decided if someone has to put her through the social hoops, it might as well be me.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm really delighted. Listen, what are your plans for this evening?
Nothing very special. An early dinner and an early night.
But it's New Year's Eve.
Yes. Gina and Charlie are going nightclubbing with Nick and Jenny, and they've invited me to go with them, but, I don't feel like it.
I've got a much better idea. Why don't I take you out to dinner? Just the two of us.
No, Paul.
But why not? It would be like old times.
That's exactly why not. I didn't ask you to walk back into my life. There's no place for you here. I'm prepared to go ahead with this scheme of yours, but that's all there is between us. As you say, it's a business deal.
Are you sure that's all?
Paul, I'm going to ring for the parlour maid now to show you out. I'm sorry, but I want to be by myself. I have a lot to think about.
You say the boy's your nephew?
To be strictly accurate, he's Charlie's nephew. Good-looking lad, isn't he?
Who's the girl he's dancing with?
Oh, she's nobody. Louis, I have to talk to you. There's someone here tonight I want you to meet.
Another of your society friends after a quick snort, eh? The trouble is they talk too much, and that could be dangerous for both of us.
This one won't talk. I promised him I'd introduce you. He's a real prize, Louis. Maybe one of the biggest.
Oh, what's his name?
Uh-huh. You wait and see.
Have you had enough? Do you want a breather?
No. No, I love dancing. Who's that with Lady Bowyer?
Where? Oh, that's the man she works with, selling furniture. He's called Louis, somebody. I don't think I ever heard his surname.
I can't see Sir Charles anywhere.
He's probably in the bar. Shall we join him? How about a glass of champagne?
No. No, not champagne. I don't really like it much. Oh, look. Now Lady Bowyer's talking to someone else.
Well, she's introducing him to Louis. Good Lord. That's Prince George. I didn't know he was a friend of Gina's.
Shall I put another log in the fire, Daddy?
No, my dear, don't bother. It's gone 11. It'll soon be time for bed.
The twins were very cross because they weren't allowed to stay up and see the new year in.
Next year, perhaps, when they're a bit older.
I told them. There's nothing to stay up for, really. I mean, nothing happens, does it?
We might hear them ringing the peal at St. Peter's.
It would be different in London, with people dancing in the streets. I wonder what they're doing at Eaton Square.
I expect your mother's gone to some party or other.
It's funny being on our own, isn't it? When you think last year, we were all here together. Oh, I'm sorry.
Caro, are you sure you really want to sit up until midnight?
Well, I am a bit sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like leaving you all by yourself.
I shall pour one last drink as a toast to 1928, and then I'll turn in as well. Don't feel you have to keep me company. Run along to bed if you want to.
Perhaps I will. Good night, then, and Happy New Year.
A Happy New Year, darling.
Oh, jeepers, it's cold. Rollo, for Pete's sake, open the door.
Who is Rollo, anyway? And why did we have to come and visit him?
He's throwing a party, sweetheart. A very special party. You'll see.
I thought we were going to see the New Year in at that nightclub.
Oh, this'll be a lot more fun. Rollo, for heaven's sake!
And didn't Uncle Charlie want to come with us?
I left him propped up on a bar stool, fast asleep. He looked so peaceful it would have been a sin to disturb him. Oh, Rollo, it's about time. We've been ringing that doorbell forever.
Gina, my sweet. So you managed to get here after all. Come in, come in. So sorry to keep you waiting, but of course I had to give the staff the night off, for obvious reasons. Won't you introduce me to your gorgeous friends?
Oh, this is Nicholas Gaunt.
Oh.
And Jenny... I never can remember your other name, darling. Oh,
isn't she outrageous? I'm Rollo Patton, and so glad you could come.
Jenny Webster.
Gina didn't tell us it was going to be fancy dress.
Oh, this old thing. I feel so comfortable in a toga, I'm sure I must have been the Emperor Nero in a previous incarnation.
But where is everybody? I thought the place would be jammed.
Oh, my dear, they're playing hide-and-seek all over the house. Just wander around, make yourselves at home. You'll find some sheets and safety pins in my bedroom if you want to slip into something loose.
Let's go and help ourselves to a drink.
It's so dark in here.
Oh, careful.
Oh, you nearly trod on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't quite see. Hey, everybody's wearing masks.
Oh, the masks come off at midnight, and so does everything else.
Hello, beautiful. Oh. Come and join us.
Take your hands off her. She's with me.
Oh.
Thank you. I'd been wondering why you invited me to London. Now I understand.
No, no, wait. Come back.
I can't stay here.
You're leaving already? Surely not.
Jenny!
Let her go.
But I've got to talk to her. I've got to explain.
Too late. You'll just have to stay and keep me company, won't you, honey lamb?
I must find her. Excuse me.
You damn fool.
That you, Caro?
No, William. Only me.
Alice! Oh, darling!
Quick, quick, pour me a drink. It's almost time.
Here you are.
A happy new year, my love.
A happy new year. I don't believe it. You came back.
Quite suddenly, I had to. I bribed the driver. £5 if you get me there before 12. Oh, I'm so glad. I couldn't bear to see in the new year without you.
I was quietly ignoring it. I packed Caro off to bed, pretended it wasn't important. Come and sit by the fire. Oh, you must be frozen. Let's drink to 1928.
28.
To our life, here, together.
Oh, William.
No more shooting off to town every 5 minutes.
Darling, I can't. I shall be there even more. Gina and Charlie want me to prepare a young American friend of theirs to be presented at court.
Why you, for heaven's sake?
Well, there was no one else to ask, and I am family.
Not to Gina and her cronies.
I gave my word.
So, Crown House is unimportant to you?
You know that's not true. Oh, darling, please don't spoil my homecoming.
You've done that for yourself.
Is it?
Me. Nicholas, I've got to talk to you.
Go away.
I must see you. At least give me a chance to explain.
I don't want you to...
Sorry. Did I wake you?
No, I couldn't sleep.
I'm terribly sorry. I ran after you, but you disappeared.
I caught a taxi. Still, now you know I'm safe, you can go back, can't you? I expect it will carry on all night.
Do you really think I'd want to?
I don't know. I don't really know you at all.
We've known each other all our lives. You're one of my oldest friends. My closest friend.
How can you say that?
Jenny, please.
You shouldn't be here. If anyone saw you come
in... No one saw me. And Mother's gone home. She left a note for me in the hall.
I see. So it doesn't matter what you do. Nobody will ever know, is that it?
Don't be silly.
Oh, but I am silly. We both know that. Throwing myself at Richard, trusting you. I suppose you thought I'd fall into your arms because I was lonely and miserable.
Don't say that. It's not true.
If you were really my friend, you wouldn't be here now. You wouldn't come to my bedroom in the middle of the night. That's what you really wanted, isn't it?
No. Well... Yes, I wanted to, but...
I don't want that kind of friendship. Go away. Leave me alone.
I thought if I could talk to you, I might be able to put things right.
Then you were mistaken. All you've done is make everything worse.
Yes. I'm sorry. That's all I can say. That I'm very sorry. Good night.
Why is it that the two brothers feel they can take advantage of me? Is there something about my demeanor that suggests I'm easy prey? It won't happen again. I cut my visit short and arrived back this morning, much to Mother's surprise. She is longing to know what happened, but as far as I'm concerned, it is all a closed book. Spring has come to Crown House. Polly is now heavy with child. The family and servants alike have grown to love her. For all the hurt I have endured, even I have grown to welcome her presence. Mother says she has no side, and it's true. Looking back over my diary, it occurs to me that Lady Alice is hardly here. Lord Minster obviously misses her, but since he spends all available time in the gardens, time passes without notice. I've taken to helping him as much as I can.
Oh, so, what's next, you think?
We've finished weeding already? My word.
It's so hot, I don't think the weeds can be bothered.
The sweet peas need some attention. Lots of water later on, Jenny. The roots must be parched.
Shall I tie them back? There's an awful tangle.
Yes, if you would, my dear. Have you seen my secateurs?
Where you left them? Near the clematis?
No.
Well, there wasn't anyone about. I've got some matches as well. Suppose someone notices they're missing.
They'll think one of the servants wanted a smoke. Go on, then.
If I try one, will you?
Of course. Don't let it go out.
Sorry. Try again.
Don't blow, you idiot. Suck.
I am.
Is it lit?
Hmm.
What's it like?
Try it.
What do you think?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure.
We must smoke it to the very end.
Must we? Oh, dear.
You look awful.
So do you.
I should be sick.
So shall I.
You've turned bright green.
Liar!
Bright green all over. I feel sick and swimming.
Can you smell something? Martin, something's burning.
Oh, nearly done. Let's have the rest of that dead stuff.
Right. What's next?
Lunch, I should say. Then if you'd like to carry on, my dear, we'll start the planting.
Well, shouldn't we let the sun go down a little?
Oh, Jenny! Mr. Fire! Look!
What?
Oh!
Behind you! The whole shrubbery's going up.
Good God! How did that happen?
Everything's as dry as a bone. I'll get some men from the farm.
You'll find some of my men in the greenhouse. Give them a shout and tell them to bring all the buckets they can find.
Right!
It's spreading!
If it gets a hole, the whole place will turn into a furnace. Look, take the broom, Jenny. Start beating at that end. I'll use the billhook. Cut away as much as I can.
We'll have to be quick!
Hurry up, man!
Start at the lake! We'll form a chain. Dickon, keep the foliage wet!
Over here! Quick now! Over here, Carol!
Where's Richard?
Organising a bucket chain. Get another broom. It's spreading.
I can't. I must find Richard. You'll have to carry on without me. Dr. Perry sent me. The baby started.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's over there.
Richard! Richard, you've got to come!
Over there, you men! We're over the worst of it here! Concentrate on the lower slope! Jenny, look out!
Oh, my dear girl. Are you all right?
That was rather... rather...
Oh, my God, she's fainted. Look. Oh, you're all right. You're quite safe.
The fire?
It's under control, I think. Oh, my poor girl, no wonder you fainted. You must be utterly exhausted. You're all right. Everything's going to be all right. What is it, Martin?
Would you like us to help?
No, run along, you two. This isn't the place for you.
Come on, Martin.
I should be up and about. I feel quite well. But everyone insists that I spend today in bed. I don't really remember what happened. Apparently part of a tree came down in flames almost on top of me. Lord Minster caught me in his arms when I collapsed. Afterwards, he sent me some sweet peas with a note. All I could salvage, I'm afraid, from the border. You shall have the last of them. The house is in a high state of excitement. Alexander Minster made his entrance into the world yesterday afternoon. Richard and Polly are delighted that their firstborn is a son. I really do look forward to making his acquaintance.
May I come in?
Oh, of course you can. I thought you were Nanny. I sent her off so I could have him to myself.
Oh, I'll come another time then.
No, no, come on. Come and have a look.
Oh, thanks. Oh, He's like his father, isn't he?
Isn't he just? Here, let him hold your finger.
He's holding on very tightly.
He's taken a fancy to you, all right. Just like his father.
Did he? Did he tell you then? About me?
Of course he did. Not that I needed telling.
And you don't mind?
Just because he had a bit of a fling before he got married. I'd have been a lot more worried if he hadn't.
Here she comes. Let's ask her.
Carol! Over here. We want to ask you something.
Hello, you two. What's the matter?
Did you see what's on at the Picture Palace this week?
The jazz singer, isn't it?
That's right. The first talking picture in Medford.
We asked Mummy if we could go, but she said not without a grown-up.
What's wrong with that?
We're not exactly babies, you know.
She told us to ask Jenny to go with us, but we said no. Well, that's why we're asking you instead. Well, you are practically grown up.
Thank you very much. And what's wrong with poor Jenny?
We don't want to go with her. We don't like her.
She's not as nice as you think she is.
What's she done that's so dreadful? Come on, tell me.
We saw her and Daddy together. After the fire, he had his arms round her.
Oh, honestly.
It's true. He was kissing her, stroking her. It was horrible.
The new children are settling in well at school. I can hardly believe that I'm starting my third year as assistant. Alexander Minster is growing into a fine, strong boy. He can almost sit unaided. Polly and I go for walks around the lake and in the copse. It's refreshing to have someone near my own age to talk to, and we really do get on well. Caro is always so busy, and the twins are becoming rather distant.
Polly, dear, Mama and I were just going to have tea. Would you like some?
No, thanks, Auntie Edith. I've had mine. I just came to see how Grandmama is.
Dear me, I am honoured. It's not often you seek my company, young woman.
That's a naughty fib, and you know it. Only yesterday I brought Alex to see you.
Was that yesterday? Oh, at my age, one day seems very much like another. I can't keep track of time any more.
Polly, I hear you went into Medford this afternoon. Have you started your Christmas shopping already?
Goodness, no. I was trying to find a birthday present for Jenny. Did you know it's her 21st next week?
No, I didn't. Though, now I come to think of it, she's almost the same age as Nicholas, and it was his birthday last week. Such a shame he couldn't be here for it, but I believe he's sailing to somewhere in Africa.
I dare say he had a bit of a beano wherever he was. But Jenny won't get any sort of party unless we do something about it.
A party? For Webster's girl? It will create bad feeling below stairs.
Oh, but for a special occasion like this.
I agree with Polly, Mama. Surely we could make an exception in Jenny's case.
Just because she's a favourite of your Miss Duncan, that doesn't mean we have to treat her like royalty.
Who said anything about royalty? I just meant a little family party.
A party? Who's having a party? Let's ask Alice what she thinks.
Oh, by all means. It's no business of mine. This isn't my house any longer.
I said we ought to give a surprise party for Jenny's 21st birthday next week.
Oh, I think that's a lovely idea.
Do you indeed?
I only wish I could be here to help, but I shall be away, unfortunately.
Don't tell me you're off to London again.
I'm afraid so. Lady Flora just telephoned from the palace. The King has a very bad cold and the Queen's taking over his engagements. They want me to do some extra duties.
Alice, thank you for coming at such short notice.
You made it sound like an emergency, Flora. What have we got on the calendar?
There are two openings tomorrow. The old hall of Lincoln's Inn has been refurbished and the new fruit and vegetable market at Smithfield. But next week looks very busy indeed. It's going to put a terrible strain on Her Majesty.
Never mind. Colds don't usually last long. With any luck, the King will be up and about again by then.
I couldn't tell you over the telephone. They're trying to keep it out of the newspapers. I'm afraid it isn't just a cold, my dear. He has an acute form of septicemia, affecting both lungs.
What? I never dreamed it was anything serious.
The doctors say he must be operated on as soon as possible. And they have warned Her Majesty he may not survive the operation.
Jane Asher was Jenny, Margaret Rawlings, Old B, Richard Pascoe, William, Dinah Sheridan, Alice, Martin Jarvis, Richard, Polly James, Polly, Dominic Rickards, Nicholas, and Gail Honeycutt was Gina in the fifth episode of Crown House by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Edith was played by Barbara Atkinson, Caroline, Cara Kelly, Paul Wayman, John Pullen, Lady Flora Kelso, Margaret Ward, Lady Miranda Gaunt, Andrea Keeley, the Honourable Martin Gaunt, Henry Power, Louis, Simon Cuff, and Rollo Patton was Norman Bird. Crown House is directed by Graham Gauld.